What did one friend say to the other friend?
I don't know what.
You should check up Noodle Loaf. It's top tier edutainment.
Like KRS-One?
Yes.
Okay, I've got one. Two geniuses walk into a bar. One genius says, "Heard any good podcasts lately?" The other genius replies, "No, but I heard a great one. It's called Noodle Loaf."
Are these even jokes?
Nope, they are true stories about listeners recommending Noodle Loaf to their friends.
I see. In that case, cue the choir.
Hold up! Joining the Noodle Loaf choir this week, we've got Margo and Vera from Cape Town, South Africa. Take it away, Margo and Vera.
La la la.
To play Finish the Pattern, all you need to do is finish the pattern. You'll hear my co-host, Joni, sing a pattern three times. But the third time, she'll leave out the last sound. Your job is to sing the sound that she is leaving out. Ready for your first pattern?
Ready.
Here we go.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Do, do.
Did you say?
Do.
If you did, then you've got the hang of it. Next pattern, go.
Do, re, do. Do, re, do. Do, re.
And the correct answer is?
Do.
What do you get when you mix flour with water?
Do.
Mm-hmm. Next pattern, go.
Do, re, mi. Do.
What's got two thumbs and a beautiful voice? You know the answer.
Me.
That's right. You guys do. All right, let's do one more.
Mi, re, do. Mi, re, do. Mi, re.
What did Homer Simpson say when he was a little child and dropped his donut in the sandbox?
Do.
That's right. Good job, everybody. You sing beautifully. Thanks for playing Finish the Pattern.
Response.
For today's call and response song, all you need to do is sing
on my head
after every phrase that I sing. Things might get a little silly, but do your best to stick with it. Here we go.
I gotta brush my hair
on my head,
put on a hat
on my head,
I scratch an itch
on my head,
and wave to the cat
on my head.
I wanna go outside
on my head,
walk to the store
on my head,
get a banana
on my head,
and get one more
on my head,
on my head, on my head. Who keeps saying
on my head,
on my head, on my head? Who keeps on saying that? And now it's raining
on my head,
makes me wanna dance. I fall in a puddle
on my head.
Not gonna need no pants
on my head,
and some underwear too
on my head.
Now I want hot chocolate
on my head
with some marshmallows
on my head
that I found in a pocket
on my head,
on my head, on my head. Who keeps saying
on my head,
on my head, on my head? Who keeps on saying that? Wait, why is there a pocket
on my head?
Who keeps on saying
on my head?
I think I figured it out
on my head.
It's this darn cat
on my head,
on my head, on my head. Why is there a cat
on my head,
on my head, on my head? At least this cat can say
Noodle Loaf now has a Patreon page, where for just a few bucks a month, you can access a top-secret podcast feed of nothing but our Echo songs, with the echoes taken out so you can have the ultimate family sing-along. Plus, you can choose to add your voice to your favorite one. Find out what I'm talking about by visiting patreon.com/noodleloaf. The link is in the show notes.
It's time for some trivia. A special edition of trivia called Instrument or Animal. If you've played Instrument or Animal before, then you know I will say a word that is either an instrument or an animal, and you have to guess which one it is. Then, I'll play a sound that that musical instrument or animal makes as a clue to help you decide which one you think it is. That's all there is to it. Are you ready? Yes, you're ready. The first one is didgeridoo. Didgeridoo. Let's listen. Didgeridoo, you know if that's an instrument or an animal? The correct answer is, it is an instrument. Hey, studies have shown that learning to play the didgeridoo can help reduce snoring. Perhaps a didgeridoo would make a good gift for that certain someone who makes with the loud snoring. Next round, lemur. Is a lemur an instrument or an animal? Here's what a lemur sounds like. And the correct answer is, a lemur is an animal. You know, there's different kinds of lemurs, and that was the sound that the loudest kind of lemur makes. Kinda sounded like she's about to go into Rhapsody in Blue, am I right? But no, that's not an instrument. The lemur is a kind of animal. Next round, ocarina. Is an ocarina a musical instrument or an animal? To help you decide, I've procured a sample of an ocarina making a sound. Here it is. Right, an ocarina is a musical instrument, and it's been around for 12,000 years, which means they've been around for about as long as there have been domesticated goats. Coincidence? I'll let you decide. Either way, it's the solo instrument in Wild Thing by the Trogs, so there's that, which is nice. Next round, the Duke. The Duke. Or is it Duke? Let's hear it. If you said, that's an ancient Armenian double reed woodwind, then you are ahead of the curve when it comes to Duke facts. If you said, it's an instrument, then give yourself a shoulder massage because you got it right. That's a musical instrument. Hey, let's do one more, last one. Aardvark. Is an aardvark a musical instrument or an animal? Let's hear an aardvark, shall we? What do you think? Is it an instrument or an animal? Survey says, animal. An aardvark is an animal. Did you know? The word aardvark means earth pig. And some people call the aardvark an African ant bear. Yet, it is neither a pig, nor a bear, nor an ant. It is an aardvark. And it is an animal. Thank you for playing Instrument or Animal. Bye.
that's our show. It's time to take these headphones that are
on my head
off my head and go practice this didgeridoo that my wife got me. A special thanks to Margot and Vera, who joined the choir this week, and to my co-hosts Joni and Shiloh for being amazing. Remember to check the show notes for important links. And hey, this week's show is brought to you by another fun podcast for kids, where you can learn even more cool facts about animals than you heard today on Noodle Loaf. Check this out.
What animal has 9 brains?
And what species do the males give birth?
The biggest animal that has ever lived is still alive today.
This animal is immune to cancer.
This animal only poops every 10 days. What is it?
Did you know you could squish the deadliest animals on Earth?
And maybe you already have.
Find out what animals we're talking about and learn a lot more about animals on Cool Facts About Animals, a podcast by kids and for kids.